Okay then, Becky, hit with some classifieds, please. Okay. What you got?
Some good ones this week.
Umbrella for sale. £1.50.
Bargain.
How much are umbrellas normally?
About £12.
Are they? No, they're not.
If you want a little fold-up one that will go in your bag.
I've got one of them. They're cheaper.
Have you really got a fold-up umbrella?
One of the, what, the mini ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're better to fit in your man bag.
Well, if you say so.
Don't want a big old umbrella, do you?
No.
I just lose it anyway, so.
Umbrella in good condition. Just needs a tiny repair. Date posted, 25th of December.
I don't want a faulty umbrella for £1.50. Hey, hang on a second.
Does this mean there's a hole in it?
Probably. Let's hear that again, please.
Umbrella in good condition. Just needs a tiny repair. Date posted, 25th of December.
Right, okay, I get it. That'll
so
be Christmas Day.
So this person got given a broken umbrella for Christmas.
Or he just hadn't, I think, they've just been sitting around, bored on their own on Christmas, decided to put up their old horrible umbrella for sale, try and get £1.50 from it. That's quite sad, that advert, I think. I might buy it just to cheer them up.
If you've got that little to do on Christmas Day, then yeah, buy it from them.
Did you find this on Christmas Day as well?
No!
Was that when you were looking for it?
Oh, Becky.
Oh, Becky.
I was in work on Christmas Day, but I wasn't looking for classifieds.
No, I don't want that. Next.
Collectible. Two sisters. £5 each.
Huh?
I thought I could get one for you, Scott, and one for you, Chappers.
A sister each?
Yeah.
I haven't got any sisters.
£5.
I have a sister, that, and one is more than enough.
Is it?
Mm.
I haven't got any. I'd quite like to try it and see what happens.
I sell both of these for £10. They've been a long time in my family, and I don't have space for them anymore.
Is that allowed?
Old sisters, then.
They're made of plastic and are in very good condition.
No, I don't want plastic sisters.
Thanks, Becky, but no thanks.
No thanks.
Huh.
What is a plastic sister, please?
They're a bargain, anyway.
Well, what are they? Have you seen a picture?
No, there was no picture. That's why I was intrigued. What, they might have had just had surgery.
That's cheap if they have.
No. Might be for a quick sale.
No, it's freaking me out. I don't like it. Next.
Sexy 3-inch black patent pumps. £19.99.
I thought you could have these for when you go to LA with the Hoff.
Sexy black patent pumps. Not too overly high, but not too low. Great for going out or just wearing casually with jeans. You can dress them up or dress them down.
So they're brilliant for everything. They're not too high, they're not too low. Wear them with jeans, wear them out.
Or you could do with boosting your height for filming with the Hoff, couldn't you?
Really could, yeah. If you don't know about this, I'm going to spend some time with David Hasselhoff next week in his house over the weekend and into the early part of next week. So, yeah. The pumps sound brilliant.
Patent is always great material to make any outfit fun.
I imagine David's probably got some already I could borrow, though, from his big walk-in wardrobe.
They'll be huge on you, though.
Yeah. And I do need some height, you're right. Because in pictures and on videos and stuff, I'll just look really short next to him. Everyone will.
I'll get you the black patent pumps, then.
How much are they?
£19.
What?
£19.
Do you want the money now, or...?
Yes, she does.
Oh, no, don't, because you're going to give it to me in coins.
Okay. I haven't managed to use that that piggy bank thing you gave me.
I don't want
yet.
10p, £19 worth of 10p's.
He can't actually open his purse at the moment.
It's not a purse, it's a wallet.
It's a purse.
And when you said that...
Do you know what? That I'm going to be really rude about your wallet now, but it looks like one of those tartan shopping trolleys my nan used to have.
I got it in Japan.
It's not the size of it, just the fabric.
He used to carry his salary around in a tartan shopping trolley.
Don't joke, he does actually carry around that many coins.
And also, when you said that it was a purse yesterday just because it had a zip thing in it for coins, so many people went mad at you and said, how dare you call my wallet a purse? Well, so just watch yourself.
There was slightly more abusive. There was one quite violent text came in over that, wasn't there? It is a purse, though.
It's not. Next.
Shredded papers for sale. Best offer.
Okay. What's this?
I have shredded drawing papers to sell. More than 100 kilos worth.
What?
Well, it says make an offer, so we might be able to get it for free. But I was wondering why you'd want 100 kilograms of shredded papers. Quite a lot, isn't it?
Yes, an awful lot.
Would it fill the room?
No.
Oh. I was thinking we could just fill the room with shredded paper and we'll run around like little hamsters.
Jeez.
Something to do, isn't it? It's free.
Want to sell soon because taking up too much space.
Well, I'm not surprised.
I'm just going to move away from Becky's.
But why? The other thing is, why did he shred it? Why didn't you just carry it in blocks and take it down to the recycling?
Yeah, what's on that? What's
might
on
have
that paper?
Personal details on it.
Even more reason to get it and stick them back together. I could be there for hours.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. It'll keep her amused. That's true. Keep her away from us. Jeez.
You do worry sometimes, don't you? Mm.
Collection of thousands of matchboxes. £1.
Once again, why?
Because I think that they haven't realised the true value of these matchboxes, and if we pay £1, we might then be able to take them to the Antiques Roadshow and make a fortune.
Thousands of matchboxes looking for a good home. Loads of sets, too many to sort, some of which date back to 1950 and maybe before. Includes a few other bits, such as cigarette boxes and cards. Literally thousands, too many to count.
Mm. Loads those sort of things loads could of sometimes what? Be quite valuable.
Thousands of matchboxes looking for a good home. Loads of sets.
Sets.
Oh, I thought I was an added extra for a minute.
No, I don't want them. That's just tat. I've got enough tat in my house as it is. Thanks
okay,
to my flatmate.
Okay, right. Well, this is the last one, and I think this is definitely for you. Even though wedding it's a little bit expensive, right. Me and Chappers are going to club together.
Wedding dress, size 8 to 10. £299.
You'll have to lose a little bit of weight, but wait and see
how rude.
What this dress does.
Okay, I'm not getting married.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I wore this amazing dress for my wedding in June and have since been debating whether or not to sell it. Mm-hmm. Its gorgeous design truly makes you feel like the queen, which is how I felt when wearing it on my wedding day.
So you can feel like the queen for a day. All you have to do is put the dress on and it makes you feel like the queen.
I've decided to sell to give someone else the opportunity to feel the same way that I did wearing the dress and to also purchase it at a fraction of the price.
That's amazing.
You want it, don't you, really?
For when I do get married, yes, because I would like to, on that day, feel like the queen.
Do you think this person's husband was stood at the other end of the aisle thinking, I wonder what she's going to look like, I wonder what she's going to look like, yeah. And then she arrives.
She walks out and, oh my God, it's the queen! That's, to be honest, I think they were quite poor today, but that's my favourite out of all of them, so...
Thank you very much, you can do them next week.
This is Snow Patrol. Cool your bed, warm hands down.